The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And on the program this time around, we're going to start off talking about some of the music festivals. And they are winding down their season currently, but it's still busy. October 12th, 3B Music Festival is going on in Union Grove. The 3B Festival presents country, bluegrass, blues, and barbecue, plus crafts, a hayride, and children's area, and more in a benefit for the American Renaissance School, a K-8 arts-centered public charter school, festival site, Fiddler's Grove Campground. Also October 12th, Beercana Craft Beer and Music Festival in Holly Springs. The event showcases craft beer from breweries from across the state of North Carolina and some from beyond the state's borders. Along with about 70 varieties of beer, the festival presents a few local or regional bands, food trucks, and other vendors. Proceeds benefit the North Carolina Craft Brewers Guild. Festival site, Sugg Farm at Bass Lake Park. October 12th and 13th, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival, Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival presents national, regional, and local blues and jazz performers on two stages, plus craft vendors, food vendors offering seafood and other cuisine, wine, beer, and liquor, and a children's area with magicians, jugglers, clowns, and more. The festival is in its 26th year. The festival site, Fort Fisher Air Force Recreational Area. October 17th through the 20th, The Leaf in Black Mountain, the semi-annual Leaf Festival, Lake Eden Arts Festival, embraces world music, new ageism, and the outdoors. Festival site is Camp Rockmount. October 18 and 19, Don't Be Mean to People. This is in Durham. Ponysaurus Brewing Company puts on 2 days of concerts in support of the Golden Rule and the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina. The festival features mostly North Carolina bands in the tap room and on an outdoor stage. Festival site, Ponysaurus Brewing Company. October 19th, Picking in the Pines in Ellerby. The evening put on by Millstone 4-H Camp raises money to provide scholarships for underserved North Carolina youth to attend summer camp at Millstone. The adults-only evening includes a pig picking, beer and wine in the ticket price, and a live auction. Festival site, Millstone 4-H Camp. Also October 19th, Blue Ridge Bluegrass Retreat. This is in Spruce Pine. October 19 and 20, Mustang Rock and Roast in Corolla. It's a barbecue cook-off Saturday and an oyster roast Sunday and about 15 national, regional, and local performers, plus student bands from the Mustang Outreach Program. The event is a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund, a nonprofit organization working to protect and preserve the last remaining herd of Spanish Mustangs on the northern Outer Banks. Festival sites, Mike Diana's Grill Room and Sundog's Raw Bar and Grill. All right, October 31st through November 9th, it's the annual Clayton Piano Festival. The festival, dedicated to concert piano, presents 4 concerts at various locations, and its musicians make presentations in local schools and to local students while in town. The festival's closing show celebrates Clayton's 150th year. Festival sites: the Clayton Center, the Piazza at Portofino in Clayton, Cary Arts Center, and the Barn at Broadslab in Benson. And November 2nd, we've got the Shindig in downtown Clayton. And November 16th, the Hoedown, Clayton at Deep River Brewing Company. The Friday night tributes, there are two concerts left. This is 5:30 to 9, of course, Friday night. Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills, October 11th, it is Sleeping Booty. And then October 18th, Crucial Fire. Also, Saturday, October 12th at North Hills, Full Moon Party. This is a special one-night-only Full Moon Party featuring Moon Taxi, live in concert at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. And as I noted, the season is slowly but surely going away, or... There are fewer and fewer events planned. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek has one event left for the season. Saturday, October 12th, it is Luke Bryan, Cole Swindell, and John Langston. At Coca Booth, Saturday, October 12th, the Kerry Diwali 2019. Wednesday, October 16th, Wilco. And Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19, it's Triangle Oktoberfest. And one concert left at Red Hat Amphitheater. Friday, October 25th, Bastille, Doomsday's Tour, Part 1. PNC Arena, Thursday, October 17th, Post Malone, The Runaway Tour. Post has gained acclaim for blending musical genres, including pop, trap, and rock. Saturday, October 19th, the Bon Iver, expanding their latest tour, reflects the growing community around the band in both recording and live performance, and invites the audience to gather for an exciting new production. Sunday, October 20th, Mercy Me, the Imagine Nation Tour. It continues to be a landmark season for the multi-platinum-selling Mercy Me, a major motion picture based on the life of frontman Bart Mellard, who wrote the mega-hit song I Can Only Imagine after the loss of his father, opened at a remarkable number 3 at the box office last year. Sunday, November 3rd, PNC Arena, Slayer, The Final Campaign. Friday, November 8th, The Black Keys with Modest Mouse. It's the Let's Rock Tour. Tuesday, November 19th, The 1975. The group has been classified as a pop rock band. Wednesday, November 20th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories Tour. Friday, November 22nd, the rescheduled Ariana Grande, the Sweetener World Tour. Again, that's Friday, November 22nd. Sunday, November 24th, Tool with Killing Joke. Sunday, December 1st, Fantasia, the Sketchbook Tour. It's with Robin Thicke, Tank, and The Bonfire. Wednesday through Sunday, PNC Arena, December 11th through the 15th, Disney on Ice, Road Trip Adventures. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through the 9th, Jurassic World Tour Live. Tuesday, February 11th, Celine Dion, Courage World Tour. And two new events, Thursday, March 12th, Billie Eilish, Where Do We Go World Tour. And then Sunday, March 29th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Some other festivals going on around North Carolina. Duck Jazz Festival, October 12th and 13th. Beer Cana, October 12th in Holly Springs. Reedsville Fall Jubilee, October 19th. Autumn Leaves Festival, October 11th through the 13th. That is in Mount Airy. Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown in Rocky Mount is October 11th and 12th. In New Bern, it's Mumfest, October 11th through the 13th. The Mountain Glory Festival in Marion, that's October 12th. Also October 12th, NASCAR Day Festival in Randleman. The Carolina Balloon Festival, October 18th through the 20th in Statesville. Fairmont Farmers Festival, celebrating farming history and more. Pineville Fall Festival, October 18 and 19. Vail Country Fair, it's October 19th. Music, arts, and crafts, and awesome foods and baked goodies, all during the peak of fall foliage in the mountains between Boone and Banner Elk. Taylorsville Hometown Apple Festival, that is October 19th. Woolly Worm Fest, October 20th and 21st in Banner Elk. The North Carolina Oyster Festival in Ocean Isle, October 19th and 20th. The Barbecue Festival in Lexington, October 26th. Also, October 26th, the North Carolina Yam Festival, and that takes place in Tabor City. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. The 2019-2020 Sights and Sound Concert Series schedule is out. All concerts are on Sundays at 2 o'clock. November 10th, Chompy Quartet. The members of the Chompy Quartet are professors at Duke University. The quartet has developed a reputation for performances of intelligence and sophistication, with a warm, unified sound that allows each player's individual voice to emerge. November 24th, Clara Yang on piano and Javier Martinez Campos on cello. Praised as a first-rate pianist who isn't afraid of challenges, pianist Clara Yang, associate professor of piano at UNC Chapel Hill, has performed around the world. Cellist Javier Martinez Campos studied at the Conservatorio Profesional de Música de Getafe and the Real Conservatorio Superior de Música de Madrid. January 5th, the Mallarmé Chamber Players, a Frida Kahlo celebration, a flexible ensemble of professional musicians based in Durham. February 2nd, Dr. Robert Young on saxophone. Young joined the faculty of UNC School of the Arts in 2016. He previously held teaching positions at SUNY Potsdam Crane School of Music. Wichita State University, Albion College, and the Ann Arbor School for the Performing Arts. And finally on the schedule, May 17th, is Panharmonia. The Asheville-based group enjoys taking its music out of the concert hall and into the community. Booth Amphitheater is announced it will once again host the Chinese Lantern Festival, which celebrates its fifth anniversary this year. Dates for the popular event, November 22nd through January 12th. Day-specific tickets are on sale, as are anytime tickets. This year's festival will be open 6 to 10 p.m. Tuesdays through Sunday. It will be closed on Mondays except December 23rd and December 30th. For details, search Chinese Lantern Festival, Cary, North Carolina. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at DPAC in Durham. Through Saturday, October 26th, it's Aladdin. This is a SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. Wednesday, October 30th, it is Kevin Gates. I'm him to work. Thursday, October 31st, RuPaul's Drag Race. This is Work the World Tour. Friday, November 1st, John Prine, the Tree of Forgiveness World Tour with a special guest, Ben Dickey. Saturday, November 2nd at DPAC, Durham 150 closing ceremony. This will be a culminating event of Durham 150, the official year-long commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the City of Durham's incorporation. Sunday, November 3rd, Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. Tuesday, November 5th through Sunday, November 10th, A Bronx Tale. This is SunTrust Broadway at DPAC. It's based on the true life story of actor Chaz Palminteri. Tuesday, November 12th, Third Eye Blind, Screamer Tour 2019. Wednesday, November 13th, it is REO Speedwagon. Thursday, November 14th, Disney Junior Holiday Party. November 15th, which is a Friday, Lewis Black, The Joke's on Us Tour. Saturday, November 16th, Kansas, Point of No Return Anniversary Tour. Sunday, November 17th, the Gutfeld Monologues live. Monday, November 18th, the Last Waltz Tour 2019. Tuesday, November 19th, PJ Masks Save the Day Alive. Wednesday, November 20th, the Doobie Brothers. Friday and Saturday, November 22nd and 23rd, Sylvanesso presents with and special guest Molly Sorrell of Mountain Man. Sunday, November 24th, it's Kenny G. Wednesday, November 27th, Sirius XM presents the Brian Setzer Orchestra's 16th Annual Christmas Rocks Tour. Friday, November 29th, Il Divo, a holiday song celebration. Saturday, November 30th, Hip Hop Nutcracker. Sunday, December 1st, A Magical Cirque Christmas. Monday, December 2nd, Rodrigo y Gabriela. Tuesday through Sunday, December 3rd through the 8th, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Tuesday, December 10th, Kirk Franklin. Saturday and Sunday, December 14 and 15, The Nutcracker, presented by Carolina Ballet and PNC. Wednesday through Sunday, December 18th through the 22nd, A Christmas Carol, Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. October 10th through the 27th, it's Frankenstein. This is Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 11 and 12, Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, and the concert starts at 8 o'clock both nights. October 11th through the 27th, Around the World in 80 Days. This is part of the Theater Raleigh Fall Family Series at Kennedy Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 15th through the 20th, West Side Story. This is a North Carolina theater event at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 18th, Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 18 and 19, Leslie Odom Jr., North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, October 26th, Halloween Spooktacular, The Composer is Dead, Maymandy Concert Hall with two afternoon performances, 1 and 4 o'clock. Sunday, October 27th, it is Teo Gonzalez, also known as the Ponytail Comedian. Spanish show only at May Mandy Concert Hall at 7. Wednesday, October 30th, the Corey Band and Triangle Brass Band, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd, Baylor Symphony No. 5, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd, Light 103.9 presents the Lamplighter Awards. Tuesday, November 5th, it's Louis C.K. Thursday, November 7th, We Will Rock You. This is at Memorial Auditorium. November 8th through the 17th, Have Our Say, North Carolina Theater event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 9th, Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly, the Rock and Roll Dream Tour. Bass Hologram, the leading content developer, producer, and distributor of concerts, theatricals, and spectacles that combine holographic cinema and mixed reality with live entertainment, set up this groundbreaking tour featuring the award-winning rock and roll legends. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, November 9th, the music of Harry Potter, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, November 10th, Wagner Siegfried Act 3 in concert. This is North Carolina Opera, May Mandy Concert Hall at 2. Monday, November 11th, the ABBA Show. Thursday, November 14th, Christine DiClario and Dominican group Barrick. Friday, November 15th, New World Symphony. This is North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. All right, we're going to check out some Duke performances. All shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, October 11th, it's Andrew Tyson on piano. Durham native Andrew Tyson has garnered international praise as a real poet of the piano. That from BBC Radio 3. Friday, October 18th, Vox Luminous, the Bach Dynasty. The group conveys its passion for early music at every performance. This devotion has propelled the ensemble out of its native Belgium, where it formed in 2004, to critical acclaim and to an international career singing music from the 16th to the 18th centuries. This is part of the Vocal Ensemble series, and it's at Duke Chapel. Saturday, October 19th, Jerusalem Quartet. The quartet, firmly established as one of the top international chamber ensembles, returns to Duke with a program of masterpieces spanning 3 centuries. This is part of the Chamber Arts Series at Baldwin Auditorium. Sunday, October 20th, the Bad Plus. Reconfigured and reinvigorated following last year's critically acclaimed Never Stop 2, the Bad Plus, one of America's most celebrated contemporary jazz trios, brings its powerful presence back to Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, October 26th, it is the Kingdom Choir, catapulted into stardom by its enrapturing performance at the 2018 wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. The Kingdom Choir makes its Duke performances debut with its distinctive blend of gospel and pop music. This is part of the Vocal Ensemble series, again, at Duke Chapel. Friday, November 1st, Duke performances. Sam Green and Yola Tango, the love song of R. Buckminster Fuller. And this is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Moving on to North Carolina State's NC State live events at Stewart Theater. Friday, October 25th, Contra Tiempo, Joy Us, Just Us. Sunday, October 27th, Kid Stuff, Theater Works USA. 3 o'clock performance. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Nella. Saturday, November 16th, Canadian Brass. This is, once again, the events at Stewart Theater. Friday, January 24th, Marcus Roberts and the Modern Jazz Generation. Then moving to Carolina Performing Arts for its 15th season. Wednesday and Thursday, October 9 and 10, Rosas Dance Rosas. 7:30 both evenings at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, October 15th, The Day. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Tuesday, October 22nd, an evening with Chris Thiele, multiple Grammy Award winner and MacArthur Fellow. Chris Thiele is a mandolin virtuoso, composer, and vocalist. This event is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Wednesday, October 30th, Golda Schultz on soprano and Jonathan Ware on piano. Critically acclaimed vocalist Golda Schultz has graced the stages of countless international opera houses. In her first performance at Carolina Performing Arts, the South African star joins forces with award-winning pianist Jonathan Ware. Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall at 7:30. Friday, November 8th, Carolina Performing Arts, Emmylou Harris. The vast musical contributions of acclaimed singer-songwriter Emmylou Harris cannot be overstated, with a career spanning 4 decades. This is at Memorial Hall. Wednesday, November 13th, Sarad Trilogy. Amjad Ali Khan is lauded for reinventing the technique of playing the sarod, the stringed instrument essential to the Hindustani and Indian classical music. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Again, Carolina Performing Arts, Wednesday, November 13th. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, NorthCarolinaReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.